So last week we talked about forgiveness, or I talked about forgiveness, and pretty much just what that means to certain people and how you have to forgive yourself as well as forgiving others, so that you can heal properly and move on and start to just come into the person that you're supposed to be. And because of the holiday season, it's upon us. It's tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow is not Thanksgiving.
When this comes out, it'll be Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanks. This is the element of surprise. So, pretty much I just wanted to, I've seen a lot of posts. I saw one in particular that pretty much reminded me that the holidays isn't as cheerful and like fun and all about family as we would like to think. It's not like that for everyone. So I basically wanted to, you know, dig a little deeper into that. And for me, I guess I'll start with me and then you could share your experience.
Okay.
For me, growing up, Thanksgiving was, I guess it changes as you get older. So like when I was young, it used to be about like family. I have a big family, but my immediate family is extremely small. Like, I don't really know anyone, like, on my dad's side. On my mom's side, I know, like, my cousins, my aunt, uncle. My grandparents passed, and I think when my grandparents passed, like, 10 years ago, I think it just kind of, like, made it to where we weren't, we weren't as together. Like, so, initially, it was like, we had to cook, we had to do this, we had to do that.
I think that's for a lot of people. Once the grandparents are gone, then everybody
just
disconnects.
You just eat out.
Or you go with your separate family, like with your family.
Yeah, but I don't have a family, so.
Like, I mean, you do. You have an immediate family.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think when you start to break off and have your own family with your own kids and shit and your spouse or whatever, then it's like, you know, now your turn to cook the turkey and make the sides yourself, and you can't. Which I definitely need to learn to make a turkey before. When and if I get married.
But you made a chicken the other day.
I made a chicken, but that was like the first time.
It was pretty good.
It was bomb, actually. But a turkey is like, you have to, if it's frozen, you have to like leave it out. And like someone just posted, it's like 5 pounds, 24 hours for every 5 pounds. So like you have to leave it out.
I have no idea because exactly. I don't know how to cook.
I'm like, exactly. So for everyone, it's like, for some people, maybe it's just a natural thing. But for me, because I have a small family, I never really tripped off of Thanksgiving. It's always nice to like, and I've never been like a house hopper. Like I don't go to other people's house.
Like that's the best part.
I know, but I just, first of all, I don't like everybody's cooking.
That's
second
true.
Of all,
that's very
it's just
true.
Kind of, I don't know. I feel like if you're not part of the family, this person like paid money, unless you're like a ballin' ass family and I could just go to your house and then just eat whatever I want. That's one thing. But I kind of feel bad like if you go to somebody's house and then you eat the food and you don't really go over there like that. I feel like you should pay.
I mean, but I don't think you would go to anybody's house that you don't really go over like that too.
I've been invited to people's houses and I'm like, are you sure you want me to go to your family's house? Like,
but, okay, so then don't feel bad because they invited you. They know they have plenty. Or they're that type of family that it's anybody could come. They're willing and they're open to whoever.
Yeah, true. But I don't know. I just never been into it. Like, I know people who literally, like, prepare to just house hop. Like, they're like, I need to start early because I got to go to so-and-so's house and this person. And I'm just like...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not one of those.
Yeah, I'm just like, no. And then I'm not... I love... Like, I could do leftovers, but I'm not trying to have, like, plates and plates of other people's leftovers. And all the food is touching. And then when you warm it up, you have to, like, take certain stuff off so you can... It's just too much. So, other than that, I pretty much... You know, it's not that like big of a deal. Also, money makes a huge difference to me. And as much like I really love to hang out, like take my mom out. Or like one year I was on my whole shit. So I had like extra money. So we had went to some restaurant where they had like a special Thanksgiving dinner and it was really nice. And it was like me, my aunt, like I paid for everyone. Mm-hmm. Like it was really nice. It was like a price per head. It was like buffet style, but they had like turkey. They had like pretty much everything, and everything was actually good. And it wasn't like your typical Southern stuff, but it was really good. So even with that, like, I feel like that's another thing. Like, I'm at an age where I feel like I should be like, here, mom, like, I'm going to order food from here. Or, like, it's a certain way I like to do things. So the dynamic between me and my mom right now isn't the best, but it's not because of, it's more so, I think it's like really a money thing for me because I'm so used to doing certain stuff for her.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I don't know, like, I honestly feel like I should be working on those specific days. Like, I don't even want to spend the time to do anything. So for whatever reason, I don't know if it's only for me or what, but it has definitely changed. Like, what was your, when you were growing up, like, what was the holiday like for you? Like, Thanksgiving and what did you guys do?
I mean, I feel like for me, Christmas was always a big thing, but Thanksgiving was just the food. I'm not close to my family, not even since I was little. Like, I've just been the kid that was never, we didn't have a close family. Like, I didn't know, I still don't know a lot of my family members. And my mom, like, I just know that we ate together and that was cool, but I never really wanted to spend a lot of time with my family.
But like, so on Thanksgiving, when you say you ate together, was like, who is we?
Well, it was like my mom, her husband, my brother, and my sister. If she was around, she would come have dinner with us or whatnot. And maybe like a couple other people, but it was never like family. Like, we literally moved to Washington and we had no family out there. So
from
it was
here.
Like, yeah, from here, from LA. So I had no family out there. So it was just us. So the only thing I looked forward to was the food. But like spending time with them, like I spend time with you guys all the time. I really didn't care.
Yeah. So, I think that's another thing. Like when there's family from out of town and like
better.
People are visiting, it's like, oh, okay, well, not like that. But I see you guys every day. And now we're going to eat this big old meal and then pretend like we, this is what we do. But I've never been like, I've definitely always been a stay, not like an eat in front of the TV kind of, like, it's just been
kind
me and my, yeah, it's just like me and my mom will eat, we'll order some foods in front of the TV or we'll eat in our room. Like, it's never been like, oh, let's sit around the table. Like, our family wasn't big like that to the point of, we were used to having these big gatherings, like, yeah. Never had a family reunion, nothing like that.
I've never had a family reunion, and we definitely aren't close. Like I said, I don't really know most of my cousins or any, like, hardly any of my cousins. So I've never had that. I always wanted it because I'd see it on TV, and I'm like, that's how it's supposed to be, and that's what I want.
Yeah.
I feel like the only time I'm like that is if I go visit my sister in Washington. Like, now with her, it's a whole other
story.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, because, your sister's pretty extra.
Because she's extra, and she's more like my mom, and, like, I don't know, I just love how she makes it, like, a family thing.
Like a family thing, yeah.
Yeah, she brings out the holiday, like.
Yeah. So do you feel like with your family, you're going to, like, be extra?
Yeah, but I probably won't be doing a lot of the cooking. I probably will either have
probably
a husband.
Will order it.
Have a husband that likes to cook or order it or have a lot of friends. Like, because I still don't know family like that, mm-hmm. I probably have it more like of a Friendsgiving with my family. And, yeah. Like, friends that have kids or whatever can come eat. And we eat
or
together.
You could make sure you have friends that don't have family that can cook, so then you don't have to order.
That's true. I have some of those too.
Yeah, that's.
Do you
want to
come over?
No. I told you I don't care. I did have my first Friendsgiving, and that was actually really
fun. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was very fun.
So, let me go back. I backed up. So, like I said, for me, they've changed. I don't know if it's, like, for this the same, like, for when everyone gets older. Maybe it's because I didn't have, like, a huge family. But I definitely know that, like, I'll scroll down my timeline. And, for example, like, before I came in here, someone has, like, a parent. One of the people that I follow, they have a parent who's in the hospital or in the convalescent home, I think. And they pretty much, that, like, their holiday isn't the same. They're not from here. So, like, there's different scenarios. So, like, you have the people who are, like, estranged, like, they literally can't go home because they have, like, issues at home, or they, like, home isn't necessarily a safe place. Like, they can't, like, if they go, it'll be, like, kind of, like, toxic. Like, they have
right.
unresolved issues. And you have people who, you know, literally have no family here, so they can't, and they can't, maybe they can't afford to go home for the holidays, so they're kind of just stuck here. Not saying that, like, being with your friends are bad, but some people would rather be with family.
And especially if you haven't seen them in a while and you're close to them. That's another thing. Depends how close you are, too.
But I feel like, why can't y'all pitch in and fly me out?
I mean, maybe they don't have it like that.
Maybe not, I guess.
Yeah.
So then there's also, how did that happen? So there's also, I have a lot of family members who, like, they've lost a loved one. So it's not, like, they've lost, like, maybe a parent or a grandparent. Like, someone who the, kind of, like, the holidays was built around. Right. Like, you know how there's always one person, like you said, like, there's one person to make sure that the holidays happen. Yeah. And if that person goes away,
gone, then that's,
it's like, then that's where it ends for me.
Because you don't really know what to do after that. That was the person that put it all together.
Yeah. So my both of my grandparents passed in 2008 and 2009. And I think we were still separate, like, before then. Like, I don't think it was a big deal. And even when we would cook, like, I feel like as the years went on, it was less and less important. So it was like, okay, well.
But you're an only child as well, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you don't have siblings, like.
Yeah. But it's like, I always had cousins. And even then, it was like my mom would cook, and then my grandma would ask for a plate. Sometimes we would go over there. Her house, she was a hoarder, so nobody ever wanted to go to her house. Like, we would try to make her come, and, like, the older she got, the less she wanted to come over and leave her comfort zone. So we would have to, like, bring her the thing, and then we never wanted to stay because it was like shit was gonna fall on us. But it was just.
Was it that bad?
It was bad.
Are you exaggerating?
No. Okay. It took us a whole year to clean her house out.
Oh, I do remember this.
Yeah, it was bad. It was not, R.I.P. But yeah, it was bad. So I just feel like everyone's situation is different. So for, I guess for the person, have anything that I said resonated with you from that list?
Yes. He wasn't the person that made the holidays, but when you do lose somebody, the holidays become, I think I just posted it the other day, like, the holidays are my favorite, but they make me the most emotional.
Yeah. So, like, Christmas is, like, a whole other thing. I think Thanksgiving is, like, the pre
it's like you're like
holiday.
It's lingering, but then when Christmas hits, that's when
So when you're as an adult, like, what, because I feel like family is important, and I feel like I don't know how it is for everyone. I could just speak on, like, how I feel, but I did lose an uncle last year, and an aunt last year, 2 months apart from each other. So, like, yeah, like, I think when you get older, like, and it's weird because you would feel like, okay, people are getting older and there's people, like, being born, but it's, for some people, like, it's not that same balance.
No.
And I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm not going to, like, feel it until I have a family, and Lord knows when that's going to happen. So
cross my fingers soon. Maybe next year.
Do I want that, though? That's a whole nother story. But
I do. But I feel like it's not going to happen anytime soon either.
So how do you feel like family impacts, like, how you are with your family impacts you in your 30s? So, like, do you feel like there's things having
disconnected.
Yeah. Because it's like, did you disconnect or are you disconnected?
I feel like I've been disconnected since I was
Are you like the black sheep?
Kind of. A little bit. But why am I the black sheep? Because I don't follow the rules exactly how?
Or I don't
because
know. I don't
follow
even know
the
how
rules
that works.
They put, like, in order, or because I don't meet their standards? Why am I really the black sheep?
I've always been both. Because I've always been cool, but I've always been, like, gone in my own direction. So it's like, I'm the black sheep, but I'm also the savior. No,
you have no competition. You're the only child.
I have no competition. So it's like, oh, okay. I did, I made a mistake, but everyone loves me. So I'm back. Like, it just happens. Like, people are always surprised. Like, oh, where did you go? Oh, I was in jail. Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. And then it's like, oh, well, you're out.
I don't know. I don't think I was a troubled kid when I was young. I think I went through a phase where I went through shit.
Did you
can
get
I,
great
like,
grades?
Can I say shit?
Yeah, you can say shit.
Okay, cool. When I went through shit in, like, high school, and I was a little all over the place. Well, I'm so all over the place. But, like, I really, like, tested the limits of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like, but I've never been, I don't know. I think to my family, I'm the black sheep because I'm still single.
How many sisters and brothers, yeah.
From my mom's first marriage, it is three of us, and then my dad has three other kids. So it's a total of six.
What are they doing?
How are they doing?
Yeah.
Well, my sister's doing great. Yeah, she's doing great. My dad's youngest daughter, she's doing good. She's in college. One of my brothers is in the Marines, and the other one, he's like me, the black sheep of the family, but of the second set.
Of the dad's black sheep.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like I'm the black sheep because they put standards that they wanted me to meet, or they wanted me to live a life a certain way. And I'm not doing it.
Did you feel like if you lived that life, you guys would be closer? Like if you were to decide right now, I'm going to do exactly what my family feels that I should be doing just to get closer to them. Would you do it?
Yes, but I would be miserable.
How miserable?
Like miserable.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how miserable 10. Would you be? Are you exaggerating?
No.
So what do they want you to do?
I just feel like they want you to settle. I don't want to settle. I don't want to feel like I settled in life.
But settle for what?
I don't know. Like,
I don't know what they want me to settle for, but I'm not doing it.
No, like just marry. I don't want to marry somebody just to marry somebody. I want to know that that's the right person. I don't want to just, like, start a family. Yeah, I want to start a family with the right person, but they think I'm getting too old, so I should just start a family with anybody.
I mean, I feel like that's what everybody's doing anyway. I feel like a lot of my
friends are settling. And you're still cheating. And then I don't want to be a cheater anymore, remember?
I'm a reformed cheater. You don't want to be a cheater. You're a reformed cheater. Are you a reformed cheater?
I haven't cheated in about...
you don't have a boyfriend.
I actually don't have a boyfriend right now either.
That helps. So, okay. So, say for example, I'm like, I want a family, and I definitely think that the holidays, people should keep in mind that everyone's holiday isn't like hunky-dory. Like, not everyone has family coming in, not everyone's able to travel, not everyone's able to like get it together. But I do feel like family is kind of the cornerstone for the holidays. Like, it's what makes the holidays, besides the food, it's what makes the holidays, you know. Yeah, and the gifts.
The food is my number.
But who's gonna give you gifts if you're not cool with everybody? So,
but does your family really give you gifts at a certain age? And if you have kids, it totally changes too.
I mean, I feel like I'm going to be the auntie that has like a lot of money, and I just like pop in and then I give everyone gifts and everyone like loves me for it. And then like a couple people ask me for money and I have it, so I give it. But then like I tell them like I came, now I'm about to go on this trip with my girlfriend, I've been dating for a very long time, but we're not getting married.
So this is Christmas going into spending New Year's with your girlfriend.
Yeah, so pretty much I think that's going to be me. I'm not really into the holiday. Like, I feel like you have to kind of work with what you've got, but I don't think I have the same, like, well, you guys can't see my head, but, you know, I don't have the same, like, woohoo about...
I do. I love the holiday. That's the sad part. Like, I love the idea of the holidays. Like, I've seen it in the movies, and I want to recreate that in my own family. I just don't have it right now. And I actually never had it really before.
Then why don't you just rent a boo for the holidays? And then, like, you guys.
Because I need to. The boo, the uncles, the cousins, the crazy cousins.
Get a boo with cousins.
And the aunt that's going to cook.
I could be the aunt.
You just said you're just going to pop in and give some money.
I know, but that's later. That's in a couple years. Right now, I could just pop in and help you, like, teach you how to do dressing.
I love dressing.
Me too. With raisins.
No raisins.
Cranberries?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the same shit.
That's different.
So, going back to you and your family, do you feel like, okay, actually going back to forgiveness, are there new...
No.
Is there any situation? Okay, so last week I said, if you can make a list of all the people that you need to forgive, including yourself, like, do you feel like how long would that list be? From your family, I guess.
From my family, I'd say like 5.
Like 5?
Maybe 6, 7.
Okay. I'm like, I can count 3. No, I was kidding.
Now, I'd say like 5 or 6 of my family, right?
Is that including yourself?
Mm-hmm. That's including myself.
Okay. So, like, I'm all about, if I wanted that, like, I would try to meet, like, my family's very, like, I have 1, 2, 3. I have 5 living cousins and their kids. And I don't feel like I make an effort. For some reason, I don't really know why. I don't really make the effort to make that happen. Like, I don't make an effort. Like, I don't reach out to them every day. I don't call them. Like, I don't be like, hey, cousin, like, we're different, but we're the same. Like, for the most part, we have, like, similar senses of humor. But we have, like, different lifestyles. We don't really, like, talk every day. I don't know about secretive, but they're very, like, they change their number every 2 weeks, 2 days, whatever. So it's, like, hard to keep up with them. Like, I don't know all their birthdays and shit. Like, sometimes I feel guilty about it, but then sometimes I'm like...
Do they know yours?
I don't know. Probably from Facebook.
I think, yeah. I don't think you should feel guilty.
I don't know, but I feel like...
But that's because I'm dysfunctional, and that's why I'm saying that.
Yeah, so I'm like, is it based on, like... Of course, every situation is different. Every situation is based on what it is. Like, the family thing is pretty much what you make it. In my personal opinion, it's not priority for me, but I know that it should... I feel like it shouldn't be like that, because if another one of my family members were to die, I would be, like, devastated. So I also feel like I should make more of an effort to become, like...
Closer.
A closer unit while they're here. Like, I know my grandmother on my dad's side, we're not close, but we do talk every now and then. And I could tell she's kind of, like, losing her memory. Like, mm-hmm. She's getting, like, dementia and stuff. So then I start to feel like, okay, well, I'm always, like, pumped. Like, I even got to the point where I was sending reminders to call her on Sundays. But then, like, we don't really have shit to talk about. So then I'm just like,
yeah, all right, grandma. That's the thing. I think, too, if you don't know your family members, I don't know. I think there's only maybe 2 that I will say hi to on Facebook. But we don't have, like, real conversation. Like, actually, there's, like, 3. I don't know you, so I don't feel comfortable calling you because we do live totally different lifestyles, and you guys don't agree with all my decisions.
Well, I feel like you're pretty chill now. You have a regular job.
Thank you.
You have a job, career.
A lot of people...
You're not gay anymore.
I was only gay for play for a little bit. I think a lot of people hold a lot of the stuff that I did when I was younger against me still and don't necessarily give me the chance to show them any different. But then again, maybe I don't even...
I'm like, do you actually be like, oh, like...
No. That's another thing, I guess, too. I do have a tendency to be like, fuck it. I don't need to show you shit. I don't care.
Yeah.
So I don't make it easy for everybody. I don't know.
Are any of those family members here, like, in...
The studio? No.
No. In L.A.?
The ones that reach out to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
But they're, like, cousins, like... That I don't know them. Like, we didn't grow up together. You know me because Facebook said, hey, this is your cousin. Or you may have met me when I was little, and it's like, hey, I'm your cousin. But other than that...
What about your mom?
What about her?
Would you reach out to her in an effort to be closer? Is she one of the people on your list?
Yeah, she is on my list.
Which list? Not that list. Like, is she on the list of people that you feel like you need to forgive?
Yes, she is. But I feel like but there's been moments where I feel like I wanted to, or I've tried. I've told myself that I need to, because I have a thing that I don't think about it all the time, so it doesn't affect me. Like, that's what I tell myself. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't affect my daily life. But then sometimes I reflect and I'm like, maybe I am a fucked up person, or maybe I am this person because I still have this going on. Like, I haven't forgiven.
Yeah.
Or I haven't let go. So I thought about it. But the one time I tried to reach out, her phone, for whatever reason, wasn't working. So I took that as a sign that I wasn't ready, because I probably was going to say some shit that I probably
But I
would have regret it.
So one of the things that I have learned about forgiveness, especially when it comes to family, is it like shit works in cycles. So like there's a chance that whatever she went through that caused her to do whatever she did, that caused you not to forgive her, or what you're still struggling to forgive her with, is possibly something that is like a cycle. So she did something and then now it's affecting you, but somebody did something to her that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like,
so eventually
it's a cycle.
It could bite me in the ass too.
So then you're going to continue to be a bitch about it and be hurt because you're hurt. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to turn around and like, well, you don't have no kids. But we don't have a girl. What you call it doesn't care. He's a something.
He's a boy.
He's a grown ass man. And he doesn't really.
No, I think, you know what? I think that's another reason growing up and realizing my own mistakes and my own, like looking back and like, damn, I'm not the greatest mom, or I didn't know how to be a mom or how to do stuff correctly.
Yeah.
Makes me understand her a little bit more. I'm still hurt. I still would like to have a conversation to why things were done a certain way, but I feel like I get it now. Like I get it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah.
So do you feel like you have to have that? Like, do you feel like you have to know why she did everything in order for you to forgive her? Or do you have to? Because, okay, so I've been listening to Oprah's podcast like crazy. And every time, like, I'll listen to the ones that I feel like I want to listen to based on the description. And then I'll let it kind of, like, keeps playing different podcasts. So I'll think that this is not a podcast that I wanted to listen to. And I'll be like, I'll turn it down. But then something I'll hear something and I'll be like, oh, let me turn this shit up. And then I'll turn it up. And then it'll be talking about something in the midst of everything that resonates with me or that I'll, like, catch on to. Mm-hmm. So one of the things was is that, like, it was this guy. He's, like, Shaka. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
It's a guy from Detroit. Okay. I just learned about him on the podcast. So anyway. So it's a guy from Detroit. He was in jail for like 25 years. 7 years he spent in solitary confinement. Mm-hmm. He murdered someone when he was younger and he was in there for a long time. He had a son. He basically was like, his mom was abusive and then like, kind of like on some, I don't know, she sounded like she had like a minor case of, you know, bipolar disorder. Like one of the memories that he has as an example of like the dynamic between the two of them was that he got really good grades in school. Mm-hmm. So he got an A in something. He ran home to tell his mom. He told his mom and she threw a dish at him and she threw it so hard that it broke the tile on the wall. Like, it broke mm-hmm. through the whatever. I don't know why the tile on the wall. But anyway, so broke, like, through the wall. So that was, like, an example of, like, how their dynamic was. And then he said that he, you know, he ends up being in the street. Like, he was a good student, but he ends up being in the street and all this other stuff. Ends up killing someone from being, you know, as a result of being on the street. And then he went to jail. So then now he's out and he's reformed and all that good stuff. However, he was, like, he got to the point where he started learning about all the shit that, like, their grandmother died when he was too young, but he started meeting people in his family that kind of told him the dynamic between him, his mom, and mm-hmm. his grandmother, which is, like, literally the same thing that she was taught. So she was very strict. She wasn't allowed to do shit. She would do good, but then, like, literally the same types of things. So if that's all you know, then it's, like, me personally, like, when I think about me and my mom's dynamic, like, I definitely, there's nothing that I say that I would probably forgive my mom for. I actually wish she was, like, a little harder on me sometimes because I kind of did what the fuck I wanted to do. And then that resulted in me, like, not being disciplined.
Child.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it's harder to break cycles. Like, I don't want to have a kid and then do the same exact shit. Like, even if it's not as dramatic as, like, oh, my mom was abusive or something. Right. Even, like, the she wasn't hard enough on me, so I literally would, not literally would run over her, but I would run over her.
Literally. I would, like toy truck.
Right. You say literally too much and then you just start saying it to everything. So I don't, she was very lenient, so she would punish me, and then I would be off punishment because she would be bored and wouldn't talk. So she'd be like, go to your room. I don't want to talk to you. And then she'd come in my room and be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? So, like, we've always had that dynamic where she just wasn't, she wasn't strict. So it was never a situation where I was just like I didn't really take it serious. And it came later where I'm like, you know, you're realizing all this stuff when you're trying to,
that's
like,
why you're a spoiled brat
be another
now.
Person. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I try to, you know.
I don't know. I feel like, because I've thought about this many times, like, okay, I'm like, I really don't know mm-hmm. much. I didn't meet my grandparents because they died when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
Or before, I was thinking my grandma before I was even born. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the dynamics of their relationship. My mom and I never really talked. I was a child the last time I seen her. Like, I don't know.
A child, like how old?
No, well, when she left, I was 15. And we didn't talk. Like, my mom was never somebody that would tell you. To my recollection, she never told me about her family and how, like, how their dynamic was or how my grandma was or anything like that.
So, that's probably a reason.
So, I don't have anything to go based on or how she was treated or anything like that. And then she was, what, I was 15 when she left. I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, it could be that I redo the same thing my mom did. But at the same time, I look at my sister. My sister's an amazing mom. And she lives, like, this whole different life. So I'm like, okay, so I can't really have an excuse like, oh, I'm this way because of her.
But it doesn't typically affect the kids in the exact same way.
So like, I wish I would have got it like that and been amazing.
I mean, but it could be technically worse because you know how you feel. Like, you're never really, you're pretty transparent. Like, whenever, just like right now, you're like, oh, well, what about your mom? What about my mom? It's like, to where maybe your sister is more like, she's going through her own, like, her own shit, but she's suppressing it. So it's actually, could end up being worse. You know what I mean?
I don't see it.
I don't know.
I don't know. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, I see what you mean. It could be, like, cycles and stuff like that. But then I feel like.
But maybe she's. Maybe she,
or maybe because she was older,
or maybe you're your mom in the situation.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe your sister is like your dad, like your dad.
No, and the funny thing is, I used to be like, I don't want to be like my mom, or I'm not gonna be like her. And then now I get older, and I'm like, I'm kind of like her.
Just like that bitch, goddamn.
Right, like fuck. Everything I said I wasn't gonna be.
Is she Spanish? Like, no, she's Spanish. Does she speak English?
Yeah.
So you have no excuse, like.
Wait, no, she speaks English. She understands that she speaks it, but her first language is always Spanish.
So can we like call? Not now, but no. Like, can I be there?
No.
And I can just be like, that's not nice. you're going backwards. You're not supposed to say that.
I don't know. Maybe for Thanksgiving or something, I'll call her
and be like, "Hey, girl."
Hey.
Hey, girl.
So, do you remember how you used to cook those tamales?
I mean, like, do you have tamales? We want to eat tamales for Christmas.
Did
she make the sweet ones? Wait, are they the same as Mexican tamales?
No, they're Salvadorian.
Oh, like in the, like, it's like plantain. A dark brand. Yeah, it's like
it's a plantain.
I saw a sign. I passed up somewhere. I was driving and I saw, like, they were like tamales, but then they didn't look like tamales. I was like, what the fuck is this? And it was very confusing for me. I'd still eat it, but
I'm sure you would.
With the question mark.
But yeah.
So
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, woo.
Day of giving thanks and forgiveness.
So, like, okay, so what are you, outside of your obvious, you know, family stuff that you would need to work on, how do you feel about, like, okay, so forgiveness is one thing, and then so are there aspects that you are, I mean, everyone has a worst case scenario, and I feel like we don't really look at that. Like, we could have, it could be that your mother was taken from you, like, you still have the opportunity. I would say that's something to be thankful for. Like, you still have the opportunity to read. Why are you looking at me like, what's wrong with your lips? You still have, like, pause to ask me to fucking say, you lay off my fucking family.
No, because now, like, it's taking, this is taking years, because you would ask me this question, like, years ago. I would have been like, I'd rather she's dead so I know that
she's dead to me.
She's dead so I have a reason to, like, she's not here.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, yeah, I can see where I could be thankful for the opportunity to still.
Yeah, like, if you wanted to, because I think I could think of 5 right now, just on one hand, like,
friends that lost their family members,
like mothers.
Or, yeah,
not even this, like, random family members, like, literally mothers.
And then, see, that's another thing. I think it's sad when you're close to them, you know them. Like, I don't know. I really couldn't tell you.
Like, I'm close to my mom, but I'm not close to her, like, in a sense where.
Yeah, but if she passed, you would feel.
Oh no, if she passed, I would fucking die. But
that's what I'm saying. I don't know how I would react. That affects people. It affects differently because they were close. Your friends were close to their parents. They, you know, they had a bond.
Yeah.
I don't know how that affects me.
Like,
because
you wouldn't feel like, well, I don't know what that feels like. So, like, you wouldn't feel, like, think about somebody that you're close to, that you were close to. Like, I know you just rekindled things with 2 friends.
Okay.
So imagine if either of us died while you were still estranged from us.
I mean, I would cry.
I would cry.
Would you go to my funeral? Yeah, bitch.
No, don't come to my fucking funeral with that bullshit. The
I'm
fuck?
Just like, no. I mean, I know that I would be sad. I would be a little angry, I think.
Why are you going to be angry because you petty?
No, not at you guys.
Oh.
I've thought about this scenario before, mm-hmm. of, like, if my mom dies.
Okay.
And we don't fix things before.
Well, number one, you won't know. Like, you won't really have any information.
Okay, so this is going to sound really fucked up.
Okay, I'm ready.
Maybe I shouldn't say it.
No, fuck it, say it. It's the dirty 30, not the.
Because I'd be like, it's a cop-out. Like, you died and you didn't even fix shit. Like, you didn't, like, you got.
You feel like you want her to be, not punished, but do you want her to see, like, the error of her ways before?
Yeah.
Do you feel like she doesn't know? Like, do you honestly feel like she doesn't have, like, guilt about it?
I don't know. I seen her Facebook recently. She didn't seem guilty about shit.
Oh, my God. Well, I feel like there's.
And then I think I got blocked.
Ooh.
So.
I'll go check. I'll go at her.
I know. I can't find it. Oh, well, that duh, huh?
Yeah, because you're blocked. So, okay. So, I definitely think reaching out, especially using the holidays, is a, you know, like, olive branch, as they call it. Like, using it as a way to reach out to her.
No, all jokes aside, I really do think in my situation and in a lot of people's situations, you should try to fix things only because it does affect your life.
Yeah.
Whether we want to think about it like that or not, I know that a lot of things in my life aren't going how I would like, or I can't move a certain way because I still have baggage that I have to.
Yeah, there's, like, healing that has to take place, but then you can't heal.
But I feel like
sometimes
I have
you can't heal without understanding. So if you don't know why something happened or how something happened or what was the cause of something, it's hard to. I need to drink water. My mouth is dry. But
but you also have to be ready for it because, like I said, I really do truly feel like the person that I am now or that I'm becoming is way
pettier.
More. No. Nah. I mean, I'm petty on my daily life, but not, like, when it comes to this, I'm way more accepting, I'm more understanding than I was a few years ago. Like, a few years ago, I would have never.
I think you've improved a lot. Even, I feel like we had a similar conversation, and we didn't have a conversation because you weren't even trying to have the conversation. Like, so you definitely.
Oh, yeah, I don't tend to.
Well, right now you're being forced because we're doing a show, but I feel like. Only a few months ago, I think I asked you about it. Probably went around the time you got blocked. It was like, oh, why don't you? And you're like, I think it was with the pictures. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, it was about the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I definitely think the Thanksgiving holidays, all that stuff, it's about, like, I guess I should make more of an effort. But, like, my family is, like, hood. Like, they're from Vallejo. I love them to death. But, like...
Is that why you think you're hood?
No, I am a little hood. But I'm, like, hood to an extent. Like, I can go to hood things and be, like, hood adjacent.
I'm but like Culver City adjacent.
Yeah, like I live in Winter Hills. No, I'm like I can do hood things with hood people.
Hood activities
with my friends. But when it comes down to it, like I've had hood experiences. Like I've done shit that probably, like, I know people
what
from
are
the
hood.
Experiences? Like going to jail. Like oh, I know that. People that have gone to that haven't gone to jail, but they're from places where everyone goes to jail and they haven't been before. So it's like I've done things where I could relate to a lot of people, and my family is just like, and don't get me wrong, we all have like low periods, but I feel like my family is very, they're not, no matter what I've gone through in my life, I've always wanted better. And I feel like sometimes I look at my family and I'm like, I don't think that they have you ever had like family where you're like, okay, if we weren't
family
related,
we
yeah, like I wouldn't fuck with
half of y'all.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel, and I hate that I have to feel like that, but I really feel like that, like even to the point of like it's affecting, like they all have kids, like not they all have kids, one. No, it's really just one. Well, two. one passed away, and he has two. He had two kids. Mm-hmm. One of my cousins, and then my oldest cousin has a daughter, and we're cool. And then my oldest from my aunt, she has five kids. But then I feel like I can't even really communicate with them because she doesn't even have all her kids. So then I start feeling like, I don't know. It's a lot. Like, I could barely keep up with, like, like having to keep up with, like, family shit, and then having to keep up with, like, my friends, and then, like, my friends are kind of like my family. It's just weird. It's like, so the holidays are like, maybe when I have money and I could, like, fly everybody down here.
And then not everybody gets along.
Yeah, not everyone gets along.
But I think that's the whole thing about Thanksgiving when you go to, when I see it on TV, it's always...
everyone always gets along on TV.
No. There's always the cousins that don't get along and a fight always breaks out, which is the fun part about it.
I don't think that's supposed to...
It's supposed to happen. Your family's not all going to get along.
And then you're supposed to, like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's always a hoe.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess it was like soul food, and like they had the one cousin that was a hoe, and then she slept with. You never seen soul food?
I don't think so.
You watch black movies all the time,
but I don't remember.
Okay, soul food. There was a hoe, and then she came, and then
there's always a hoe. Oh yeah, I did see that.
And she had sex with like the cousin's husband or something.
She had sex with him.
Yeah,
the pictures. Huh? Is this the one where they saw her at the supermarket? And was Gabrielle in this?
No, it was another black movie.
It's all other Christmas movies? This is a Christmas movie. I'm sorry.
And then like the grandma had diabetes and she died.
I don't know.
Sorry. We'll watch it later.
Okay.
We'll get all the black movies together and watch them. I haven't seen a few of them. I think Soul Food was probably the last black Christmas movie I've seen.
Really?
Yeah, like they all, it's all the same shit. I'm so tired.
It is.
It's like something happens, someone's scandalous, someone is redeemed, someone is like, they're away from the family and then they come back, somebody dies, brings everybody together, and then they're family.
Yeah, the one I was thinking, the mom died.
Exactly.
And there was a hoe.
Case in point. I rest my case.
So what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to my mom's house. I volunteered to cook because I feel like I should be cooking because I'm 32 and that's what old people do. I'm just kidding. You're not old, but old. But I just feel like she's not as young as like the rest of my friends' moms. Like my mom is like 60, what year is this? 65. Mm-hmm. So I feel like past a certain age, they shouldn't be cooking. Like, she doesn't care. She wants to cook, but she also loves my cooking. So I feel like I should cook for her. I'm still really, I don't know about this turkey situation. I did volunteer to do chickens. So she doesn't want chicken. We're not having meat unless she cooks it because
feel like the chicken is fine. What? The chicken is fine. The chicken or turkey, it's the same shit. Tell her it was a little turkey.
Yeah, it's a baby turkey.
It's a baby turkey.
So it's kind of gross, though. So I think, yeah, that's, I'm going to go home, go to my mom's, and take my cousin. Like, our family's just so small. I think maybe that's, like, the thing. And then they don't want to come down here because they're just, like, living their little hood life. And
it's but really, that would be fun. Get a little hood in you.
No, every time I go out, there's, like, some type of drama because, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, mm-hmm. we're just, and like I said, until I get, like, a certain amount of money, then maybe I'll be able to fly him out, put him in hotels, so I don't really have to deal with it.
When you get that money, you just take you and your mom and the dogs and my go mom, on vacation.
Right. My mom low-key doesn't even want to do anything. She's only doing it because she feels like she should do it because it's Thanksgiving. Like, I feel like that's another thing. Thanksgiving kind of makes you feel, like, obligated, or just the holidays period. Like, it makes you feel obligated to, you know, do something that might not even be necessary. You spend all this money on food and shit and everybody eats it.
Well, I had a friend ask me what I was going to do, and I was like, but girl, you have, like, your mom and stuff. And she was like, I spent my last 30 some years with them. I want to go somewhere else. So
this is true.
I don't know. I think for everyone, it's a little different.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go with your friend?
I have no idea. I actually have a couple invites. I might go turkey hopping. No, just lying. I actually,
I don't think that's what it's called.
No, I have a couple invites, but I'm not sure yet.
Well, it's kind of, I hope none of them are listening, because you pretty much just said you have options and you may or may not.
I mean, I
take
do
people
have
up on their offers.
I do have options. I kind of know where I'll probably end up. But I don't want my other options to know.
Well, for the record, I just want to say, like, if you are one of those people who are, you know, you've been cut off and you can't go home, you know, maybe you want to extend that olive branch, make amends. Maybe you guys will be in a good place by Christmas. I also, you know, if you are, you know, I'm praying for you if you're in a situation where you literally can't, you know, you don't have family, or maybe you just, like, home isn't a safe place for you and, you know, it's a lot of other stuff going on that you can't really address. You know, like, I don't want, like, for the sake of not being, like, dark, like, you know, there's a lot of unsafe situations where you just can't go home because it's extremely uncomfortable and it's unhealthy and it's toxic.
It's unhealthy for your mental stage too. You shouldn't really, like,
yeah, don't test it. Find a friend, confide in a friend, adopt their family for the holidays. If you lost a loved one, my heart is definitely with you. I have a lot of friends that have lost people, and, like, those people were, like, the ones that kind of kept the family traditions going. So, you know, start your own traditions, honor those people, celebrate those people's lives, you know, whatever they, maybe something that they used to like or a favorite dish or something like that, you know, just celebrate the life that they had when they were here. To those who are, you know, boo the fuck up, I hate you. No, just kidding. But
no, you're not.
But you know, some people
have fun.
Right, have fun, girl, guy, people. But, you know, some people do, like, they get booze around the holidays so that they can
have
somebody. It's smart, but it's also dangerous, because then you have to entertain those people all the way till Christmas so you can get your gifts. So if you're gonna do it,
because then you have to introduce them to your family, and then it's like next year you'll have another one, and then they're gonna ask.
If your family's cool with that. Some families don't care. Like, my mom, I could bring anybody. She'll just be like, oh, hey.
I've never, ever in my life introduced anybody, let alone brought anybody home for any type of holiday. But then again, I don't really spend the holidays with my family. But I don't think I would. I don't know.
If you got married, do you think you'd be invited?
Who would be invited?
You, to your family stuff.
If I got married, would I be invited?
Yeah, isn't that one of the things that, it's like one of the requirements?
I don't even think it's a requirement. It's, they just feel like until you have a stable home, like, I'm not stable. Like, I'm not, I don't know. Maybe I would be invited. Who knows?
You should work on it. Or maybe you should say, or maybe you should just ask, like, not to be funny, but you should just, like, send, like, a text message, like, hey, I was just wondering.
If I'm married.
Is there a way that I could come back? Like, what are my requirements? I just wanted to know.
I'm just wondering, asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend. What does one
and then need in order to be invited? Does this man have to be, like, well, and then on top of that, it's going to be, you can't just marry anybody because then they're going to ask the man questions. So it's got to be something.
He has to be legit.
Right.
So. We're going to work on it. And my prayer for you is that by next Thanksgiving, you'll have a...
Now, can we just pray that I'm doing well off on my own without a man? And if
no, I'm saying that you'll do well. You have a whole year. Okay, now you think it happened in a year.
The year goes by pretty quick.
I feel like 2019 is your year.
Okay. I heard you say that last year.
The first step in the right direction is...
Admitting I have issues?
Yeah, so you resolving issues with loved ones and people who, because so you can start your healing process. I think my list was pretty short.
As far as what?
Forgiveness.
Oh, okay.
But I've already pretty much forgiven people. I don't think there's any, I might be missing someone, but I don't think so. I don't really hold on to shit.
I feel like I've forgiven, I just want an explanation.
I feel like forgiveness doesn't require an explanation.
Okay, well, then maybe I haven't forgiven.
Okay, well, that's that.
I still want an explanation.
I still want to know why the fuck you did this shit to me. Or whatever. But, So if you are in one of those situations where, you know, the holidays isn't honky-dory for you and it's not all turkeys, dressing, candy yams, greens, mac and cheese... Greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes. I don't know what tomatoes. Who cooks tomatoes for Thanksgiving? I don't know.
Vegans. I don't know. I'm not vegan.
I'm all, and I can't even get offended because I'm not vegan today. So I will. I think what I've learned today is that maybe I should make a better attempt to be closer to my family because, you know, they're not going to be here forever. I might not be here forever. What'd you learn today, Steph?
Nothing. No, I'm just lying. I learned I do need to forgive and move on.
And if you want me to be on three-way, I don't have to be on
three-way. Yeah, because you probably, like, interject.
Call and be on speaker. And then, well, if you tell her, like, my friend D is here. Friend D is here to make sure I don't say shit.
I honestly don't think I would want to do it over the phone. I need to see your facial expressions.
No, I don't think so. I think that's the way for you to get, like, all up on her. So in case she says anything, you like, wow. Yeah. I think not seeing, because you're horrible. If you're anything like your mom, your facial expressions are horrible. And that may not be a reflection of how she really feels inside. Because, girl.
Okay, maybe not.
Your facial expressions suck. Yeah, well, you gotta text her first, see if she has blue bubbles. Do you have blue bubbles or green bubbles?
Do you have blue bubbles? Can we FaceTime?
Be like, hey, and then see what she says. And then, oh, it's green bubble. Be like, well, you could Facebook time me, but you gotta unblock me first. I think I have faith in the situation. I think it'll be good for you. I also think that it'll be good for, like, just to have that closure. And to start your process. So then
I think that's what it is. I need closure in that chapter of my life so that I can move on to
the next person on the list. No.
One step at a time.
Well, I don't even think there's
like six. It's probably like five. And one of them is including myself. So. Not too many people.
That's not that bad. If you do one person a week or one person a month, you'll be healed by the summer.
And no
time. You'll be healed by the summer of next year.
I'll be healed and skinny if I keep working out.
Right.
Perfect.
You'll be perfect. Then your man will come and then you can have Thanksgiving. And then I can go to your house and then I won't. I'll invite my mom to your house. You can borrow her.
Let's all work it out. Let's manifest it.
Let's manifest it. Okay. So I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
This is the 30. What? God damn it. The Dirty 30 Diary. That's the Dirty 30 Diary on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr.
Is that a Tumblr?
Facebook. I have. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just everything I post on Instagram right now.
Okay.
I'm going to start vlogging eventually, but I don't think now is the time because it's the holiday. So, yeah, you could follow Steph. And if you're single and you have a job and you know how to cook, because she's not doing it, mm-hmm. but she does clean and she's cute. And her Instagram is unforgettable.steph. Finny? No.
No,
unforgettable.steph.
Not Steph. I'm single, bilingual, ready to mingle.
ready to mingle. What was the other one?
From Monday to Domingo. I saw that on Instagram.
I feel like you should get a shirt that says that.
I probably will.
That's a shirt. Okay. So, yeah, the Dirty 30 Diary, the Dirty 30 Diary, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, all that. So make sure you follow, like, subscribe, share, rate, review, comment, all that good stuff. Again, the Dirty 30 Diary. And that's it. We'll not see you next week, but you'll hear us next week. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yay.